The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
We got a lot to cover because, you know, the education reform world moves on. It does not take a vacation. Daniela, let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Great. Question number one. As 2011 draws to a close, I kind of have to ask the requisite. What was the most far-reaching education reform of the past 12 months?
Ooh, this is the best of worst of list. I like this. I guess we're just doing best of. What's your best of, Chris?
I got to say it's the Wisconsin budget repair bill, Mike. It's the collective bargaining reform that Scott Walker did. I think it's going to change the face of education in Wisconsin, make it much more sustainable for the state.
Now I see that, but isn't this basically just, well, Wisconsin finally did what like 25 other states have already done, which is not allow collective bargaining around these issues?
Well, I think that they've pushed the culture in the state to be more focused on sustainability. And I think, you know, relative to states that have had this situation for a long time, I mean, I think Wisconsin school districts are going to be empowered more to push for better provisions in the agreements that they strike with teachers.
All right. I don't mean to give you a hard time. I think that that was a hugely important reform. And of course, it's still in place, unlike Ohio's collective bargaining reform, which has been wiped away by the voters. I'm going to go with Indiana's education reforms and our good friend Tony Bennett, our ed reform idol, as we crowned him this August. Really, I mean, this is, you know, several people have said this is the biggest sweep of reforms in a single state since Florida in 1998 under Jeb Bush. I think that's true. And I think Indiana is now positioned to be the leader on education reform for many years to come. And just across so many different issues, you know, school choice, teacher quality, collective bargaining, pensions. I mean, it's they went after all of it, and it was comprehensive and ambitious. And we salute the Hoosier State.
Tony's a rock star, and people are always so impressed when I say that I've met him. I don't mention he's not a singer.
Ah, ba-boom. Okay, oh boy, Chris, not bad, not bad. It's not quite the same humor that Rick Hess would use, but it's good.
It's got
we
some
like
singers.
A good pun every now and then.